Heidi Bellisomo from Channel 9. How are you?
Great, Andrea. Thanks so much. It's great to be here at our sister radio station.
Absolutely. I mean, I love your work on TV. You work tirelessly. Do you ever get a day off? I see you constantly on Channel 9.
I get days off. You don't get days off because you are there 2 days a week and doing radio the other day. So you're the hardest working woman in radio.
No, I'm telling you, you work tirelessly. You have an organization that you founded, and it's incredible. It's amazing what you've done with this. This was, you know, grassroots, of course,
years.
An idea that you had. Talk about Life Matters Media,
right.
Your company, your organization, where you got the idea, and tell everybody who's not familiar with it what it is.
Thank you, Andrea. We started out of a need I saw that nobody was talking about the most important conversation that anybody can have with their loved ones is your end-of-life care choices. Most of us are not able to communicate in that time, and we leave our loved ones guessing. And out of my experience, when my own husband was sick, we could talk about anything, but we couldn't talk about this. And so I got together with his physician and I said, hey, how come you never told me that Carlos was dying? And she said, I thought we did. And she didn't. And so she evaluated how physicians do it, and I evaluated how caregivers do it, and how patients do it, and none of us were doing it well. So how can we start to do this well is by starting a conversation and making it more comfortable to talk about and encouraging people. A lot of people say they want to talk about their care choices and their healthcare preferences, but then they don't know how. So we started online and we quickly grew. We thought we were going to stay online for a year. Within 2 weeks of going online, we started getting demand for going out into the community and doing community programs, not just with older people or patients of serious illness, but with all ages and all states of health. And so that's what we started doing, and we've been working tirelessly for about 2 years in partnership with a lot of Chicago organizations, from Gilda's Club to the Public Library to the Department on Aging to just a church on the corner. And we'll work with anybody because we think that – I think that it has been called by the Institute of Medicine one of the biggest public health crises that Americans face. We don't face a lot of health crises like a lot of underdeveloped countries, but it's almost because we have so much technology, so many advancements in this United States that we don't navigate it well because we just don't get to the root of it all, which is who are you? What do you believe? What are your goals? What are your values? And how do you want to spend the last weeks, months, years of your life? So we start doing that and to help people have care that's aligned with them.
You had to deal with this at a young age, Randy, and a lot of people,
I think
you
was
know,
28.
28. That's a young age.
That's why
to
I feel
to go
old.
Through, no, to go through all of this, though. But there are things, you know, that I think everybody can learn from you. Just the simple things like you need to have, obviously, a death certificate, copies of the death certificate. What happens to your Facebook, your credit cards?
Oh, the digital afterlife stuff is important.
And who would know unless you've been through it?
Nobody knows. I say that because we start from a place of telling people how to talk to their loved ones about do they want to be in the hospital? Do they want to be at home? Do they want to be at hospice? Do they want to have aggressive treatments? Do they don't? And then we go all the way through to things that you don't realize, as you said, until you're in it. That, you know, after my husband passed away, I couldn't even pay the bills because I couldn't log in to his online accounts. When we have a different account for every utility and service that we purchase, and if your husband or your partner or whatever is the person that's doing that, you're really left in the dark. So all those issues compound the stress, the grief, the loneliness, the isolation, the confusion. But all of those things can be taken care of ahead of time, so we help people take care of those things.
And that's what you need to do, too. I mean, it's not morbid. It's real life. And have a plan. I mean, because if you've probably learned, too, again, Randy, nobody would know about this unless you've been through it.
Right.
But DNRs, you know, dealing with the funeral home, things like that, you know, that, you know, ask your loved one ahead of time what he or she wants.
People usually only, you know, people only go through, you know, the end of their life once. And most of the time, you know, we're faced with this huge, the most important situation, and it's the first time we've been through it. But once you've been through it, like, I feel so much more prepared to help my own parents. I have two grandparents that are still living, other people that are close to me because I've been through it once. But some people aren't hit with this thank God, until much later. And so that's why we try and talk about all these things when there's not a crisis, because I don't make decisions well, very well in crisis. Nobody does.
No one does.
And so if these things are taken care of, you can really focus on all of the valuable time that you have together. I got a phone call yesterday from a dear friend who we went through high school together, and her mom was diagnosed with pancreas cancer, and out of the blue, it always happens, and the prognosis is not good. And she said, there are so many things to do. Can you, you know, what are your advices of do to do? And I said, number one is to be with your mom and focus on spending time together. You know, you can do that. You need to do a few things, but don't let all the things get in the way of taking advantage of the love that you share and spending these precious moments together. And yeah, it would have been a lot easier had all these things been in place first, but there are other decisions that will always happen when you're sick. So how do we isolate those, the variables, so to speak, so we can focus on what's really crucial.
Absolutely. And you have an event coming up too. Ooh. You want to talk about?
Well, yeah. So that's why I'm here, is because, when we started, we go do programs everywhere, and we drop in, and we're there for a couple hours, and we dump, you know, some really important, sometimes difficult information, and then we leave, and then they call us or whatever, and it's hard because it's sort of a drop in planning, and so we said, how do we do this in a more thoughtful, deeper way that we can really work with people over the course of a year? And so, following some models that have taken place in other places, we decided we're going to pick a neighborhood, and that neighborhood is going to start the conversation, and we're going to be there for 12 months in a variety of places and spaces. And so we said Lincoln Square, because we had some partnerships there already with the Sulzer Library and the senior centers and some churches, and said, how can we establish a year-long presence? And it might stretch longer than that, depending on the need, so we can really reach people through exposure, comfort. People can bring their friends, family, and we'll always be somewhere nearby you. We start, we offer individual planning one-on-one on the third Thursday of the month at the Sulzer Library. And the Sulzer Library has been so helpful in getting this out, and so has Alderman Pouar and some other local officials there. And so we're there every third Thursday. People can come in. We can have a conversation. They can come back the next month on the third Thursday and bring their son or their daughter or their spouse and get everybody on the same page. So we're having community outposts. We're also doing it at the senior center, the Levy Senior Center, and all of the schedule is on our website. But how can we create a community of planning? And so hopefully this model is one that can be replicated in years and months to come across the city. Right now we're a small organization, obviously, so we're limited by resources. But what can we do to really give access to a lot of people all at once?
And I think it's wonderful. It's any age. You don't have to be a member of anything, male, female, black, white,
and
Hispanic.
It's free.
It's free. That's the best part. And I love the fact that you're focusing on one neighborhood, so you can really put your time and effort into that. And then you move out, you branch out to other neighborhoods across the Chicago area.
And I hope that we do. And so the next time, you know, their next one-on-one free advanced care planning facilitation is what we call it, is March 17th at 10:30. We'll be at Sulzer every month in the And the schedule's on our website. And you
give
can
your website, Randy.
LifeMattersMedia.org. LifeMattersMedia.org. And we'll also be at different churches and other organizations, also working with Forward Chicago throughout this year. So stay tuned. But we really, if you're in Lincoln Square and you're thinking about this, all you have to do is show up, and we'll help you take it from there and guide you through this in a really comfortable, non-threatening, comfort ensuring way. You know, once you do this, you don't have to worry about it much anymore.
Right. It's a reassuring way. Get educated, get informed. Randy, thank you. You're awesome. LifeMattersMedia.org. You can find out more about Randy Bellisomo, WGNTV.com. And thank you as always. Best of luck.
Thank you, Andrea.